This is an RNIB talking book.
The Blue Bedroom and Other Stories by Rosamund Pilcher.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
12357. The Blue Bedroom and Other Stories. There now follows a short synopsis of the book. This is the first collection of Rosamund Pilcher's stories with their extraordinary blend of love, heartbreak and joy. The settings range from the suburban, a middle-aged mother confronting the emptiness of her life and finding the key to a new, contented fulfilment, to the exotic, sun-drenched memories of the British Raj 50 years ago, encompassing the snobbish rigidity of the time and how a social pariah came to bring one girl a precious and lasting gift.
The copyright of this recording is owned by Chivers Press Limited, who have kindly authorised their recording to be made available to the Royal National Institute for the Blind Talking Book Service, England. No unauthorised broadcasting, public performance or copying is permitted. And it's read by June Whitfield.
The Blue Bedroom and Other Stories. Toby. On a cold spring day just before Easter, Jemmy Todd, the postman, walked into the Hardings' kitchen, laid the morning's mail on their breakfast table, and told them that Mr. Sorkham, their neighbour, had died early that morning of a heart attack. There were four Hardings sitting at the table. Toby, 8 years old, was in the process of eating cornflakes. Now, hearing about Mr. Sorkham, he could feel the cornflakes in his mouth soggy and crunchy all at once, but there was no way to get rid of the mouthful, because it seemed that he had...